Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, September 22nd, 2024 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Rausch. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.rausch@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.rausch@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Georgia Pacific is celebrating its $550 million expansion in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Also making headlines this past week, Stora Enso has started operations at its new headquarters in Helsinki. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com. Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project, from simple small projects to complex large challenges. Call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Helsinki. Stora Enso starts operations at its new head office in Finland. Stora Enso has started operations at its new headquarters in Katajonikan Latori in Helsinki, the largest mass timber building in Finland. Showcasing the company's wood products and solutions, the building is a true landmark in sustainable architecture and low-carbon construction. The lightweight prefabricated mass timber elements allow the multi-story mixed-use building to be the first project in decades to be constructed in the historic, well-preserved, as well as culturally significant Helsinki landscape and harbor area. The building, owned by the mutual pension insurance company Varma, was completed on schedule in July of this year. The four-story Katajonikan Latori houses Stora Enso's head office and Solo Sokos Hotel Pier 4. The building is also open to the public, who can now experience and enjoy the wooden architectural design in its entirety. The wooden elements used in Katajonikan Latori have captured 6,000 metric tons, that is, of carbon dioxide while the trees were growing. Now, the wood will store the carbon in the building for at least the next 100 years. This means that the building stores as much carbon as its 50 years of operations will emit. Dateline, Green Bay, Wisconsin, on Wisconsin. Georgia Pacific celebrates $550 million Green Bay expansion. Georgia Pacific's Broadway Mill in Green Bay celebrated the opening of its new facility and expansion to the public. According to company leaders, the $550 million expansion will create more than 100 new jobs. About 850 folks worked at the Broadway facility before the expansion. The new facility includes Georgia Pacific's first new paper machine in Green Bay in 30 years. It will increase production of brawny paper towels. The president and CEO of the company, Christian Fisher, says things like this can't happen without everyone contributing. The Broadway Mill produces paper towels, bath tissue, napkins, and facial tissue. Georgia-Pacific is one of the world's largest paper product producers. 1 year ago, it closed the Day Street Mill in Green Bay, which produced the first quilted Northern brand bathroom tissue. The company phased out operations at the mill over 18 months. Some of the 200 employees who worked there applied for jobs at the Broadway Mill. Dayline Duluth, Minnesota. Sofidel Duluth, Minnesota paper mill seeks tax break for major expansion and that adds 160 jobs. The city of Duluth is proposing to help back Sofidel by providing $14 million in tax assistance. City leaders say the incentive can in turn help the community by creating up to 160 new jobs. Quote, "We're really excited that someone is here and ready to make that investment to not only make that an active site, but also the jobs that it brings with it," said Tricia Hobbs with the Duluth Economic Development Authority. As we all know, Sofidel is an Italian-based tissue manufacturer, which recently acquired the Duluth Paper Mill property in West Duluth. Tricia says also, quote, "They will be planning an expansion, which is really exciting. It will allow them to diversify their product line for more everyday use," Hobbs said. The $250 million investment project in the Duluth Mill will include approximately 600,000 square feet of expansion. The redevelopment includes four building additions to expand manufacturing, packaging, warehousing, and shipping. But to make a project this size happen, financial help is needed, Hobbs said. Duluth City Council members are expected to take up a vote on the proposed financial package for Sofidel on October 15th, so stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. Dayline Canada. Paper Excellence confirms that the Prince Albert Pulp Mill will not be restarting. Citing market and economic conditions, Paper Excellence is confirming they will not be proceeding with plans to restart the Prince Albert Pulp Mill. According to a statement issued this past Thursday night, they will instead explore options to divest the mill. They want to sell it, folks. Quote, "This was a difficult decision that was made with a lot of thought and care. After a significant amount of planning, engineering, and economic study, we could not produce a viable economic business case to proceed with the project as previously planned," the company said. In February of 2021, Paper Excellence had announced plans to restart the facility as early as 2023. After the following year, following a tour of the mill, the federal energy minister had mentioned the creation of 1,700 jobs. But while optimism was high at the time, the company explained this past Thursday that the market demand for unbleached kraft pulp, which is the kind of pulp PA pulp would produce, is weak. It is also extremely competitive with lower cost producers from other regions of the world.
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically.
Dayline British Columbia. Canfor comments on its British Columbia assets. As indicated in September 4th announcement of the closure of the Plateau and Fort St. John operations, Canfor Corporation says it remains committed to exploring opportunities to divest some of its northern British Columbia tenure to support other British Columbia manufacturers who are facing similar challenges accessing economic fiber to support their operations. The company said they want to sell the place,
that place is. Canfor also said that the company has received indications of interest from several parties and will be considering options and engaging in discussions as appropriate. As per normal business practice, further public disclosure will follow only and when there is a material event to disclose, the company said. So stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned.
And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Kanloops, British Columbia. Kruger announces a $32 million investment in Kanloops. Kruger Incorporated announced a $32.4 million investment at its Kanloops pulp mill to implement innovative technology to diversify its product portfolio and expand into fast-growing markets. In addition to improving Kruger Kanloops' competitiveness, performance, and environmental footprint, this initiative will contribute to securing 340 jobs at the mill, as well as 1,000 indirect jobs in British Columbia, the company said. The project was announced during a press event held at the Kruger Kanloops facility in the presence of the Honorable Brenda Bailey, BC's Minister of Jobs, Economic Development and Innovation, Eric Ashby, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of Kruger, Roman Gallo, Senior Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of Kruger's Pulp and Paper Division, and Irene Prieto, General Manager of the Kanloops Pulp Mill. The governments of Canada and British Columbia are contributing $5 million each to this project through the Investment in Forest Industry Transformation Program Canada and the BC Manufacturing Jobs Fund. Congratulations, folks. Congratulations. Dateline Memphis, Tennessee. International Paper advances on D.S. Smith acquisition with regulatory filings. International Paper Company announced significant progress in its acquisition of D.S. Smith PLC, a UK-based packaging company, as we all know, but it's also based in Atlanta, too. On September 11, 2024, International Paper published a prospectus in compliance with the UK Financial Conduct Authority's prospectus regulation rules, a crucial step towards the listing its shares on the London Stock Exchange as part of the acquisition process. The prospectus is related to the admission of International Paper's common stock to the equity shares category of the official list of the SCA and the trading on the London Stock Exchange's main market. This move is in connection with the all-stock transaction to acquire DS Smith, initially disclosed as a recommended offer. Simultaneously, DS Smith issued a scheme document outlining the full terms and conditions of the acquisition and schedule a shareholder meeting on October 7, 2024 to vote on the proposal. International Paper also filed a definite proxy statement with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission on September 12, 2024 concerning the proposed issuance of company common stock as consideration for the acquisition. A special meeting for International Paper shareholders to approve the share issuance is set for October 11th, 2024. Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. Again, Memphis, Tennessee. In more International Paper news, International Paper CEO Andy Silvernail to add chairman's role. International Paper said that chief executive Andy Silvernail would also be serving as chairman of the company. The Memphis-based papermaker on Tuesday said that Silvernail, who joined the company to take over the top job in May from Mark Sutton, will succeed Sutton this time around as well. Now, Sutton will retire from the board on September 30th, after spending his entire career with the company. He served as CEO from November of 2024 to April of 2024, and as chairman of the board from January of 2015. Silvernail has 2 decades of experience leading global companies in the manufacturing and technology sectors. He previously worked as an executive advisor to investment firm KKR and Company. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the Steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your Steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows Steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your Steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Ritallo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Ritallo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back in back to the news. Dateline Camden, Texas. Georgia Pacific modifies lumber operations in Texas and South Carolina. Georgia Pacific announced it is modifying lumber operations at 2 of its lumber facilities located in Camden, Texas and Prosperity, South Carolina. Over the next couple of months, these sites will be discontinuing lumber production from logs while maintaining plywood core sawing operations. This modification will not have an impact on Georgia Pacific plywood facilities located within the same complexes as these lumber operations. Quote, Georgia Pacific has an excellent workforce at both Camden and Prosperity Lumber, and our employees should be commended for maintaining competitive facilities for many years, said Fritz Mason, Georgia Pacific Lumber president. But Fritz continues, quote, however, in the past year, we have experienced historically challenging market conditions. As a result, the decision was made to modify our current operations at these 2 facilities. Our goal is to effectively run the current lumber operations at Camden and Prosperity to give us time to adequately address employee transfers, and potential relocations. After the allotted runtime, the sites will only saw plywood cores, end of quote. Dateline Alsip, Illinois. Worker ID'd in fatal loading dock accident at Menasha facility, and the company says it's assisting police. A worker who was fatally struck by a truck earlier in the week at an Alsip trucking company has been identified by the Cook County Medical Examiner as 32-year-old Falah Hadi. Hadi was guiding a semi-trailer into the loading dock Tuesday morning, September 3rd, at the Menasha Packaging Company facility in Alsip. The man became caught between a parked truck as the semi-trailer was backing up. Chief Jay Miller of the Alsip Police Department told the facility or the investigators. The man was transported to Advocate Christ Medical Center in Oak Lawn, where he died of his injuries later in the afternoon. A spokesperson for the Neenah, Wisconsin-based Menasha Corporation called the accident a terrible tragedy. Quote, "We are assisting authorities. We've been interviewed by the Alsip Police Department," said Christine Pavlatich, Director of Communications for Menasha Corporation. Christine continues, quote, "It is difficult to hear about these situations. Our hearts and thoughts and prayers go out to the family," end of quote. Pavlovich told Patch that the 32-year-old man was not an employee of Menasha. The company works with several trucking and distribution contractors. She said she did not know which contractor employed the worker. The fatal workplace accident remains under investigation.
Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.